Me and Vince talking, he said, I'm getting your name out there. I got pulled at the Titans, so he getting my name out.
A lot of tight ends getting classified as blockers or receivers. Describe yourself. What kind of tight end are you?
I'm a tight end that get flexed out a little and run a deep route or run a corner route or run a post route and catch the ball and run with it after the catch.
Do you sense that the league is moving a little more towards those kinds of tight ends? Are you getting that sense of it?
Oh, for sure.
Why do you think?
Because they don't want the big tight ends no more. They want athletic tight ends that can run and catch the ball. Oh, that'll be great because he's a veteran, and I can sit behind him for a year and get a little experience and learn from him instead of David Thomas. Yes, ma'am. You said what again? My height was 6'4", my weight was 243. No, sir. Not at all. The Bucks? No, sir. Oh, yeah, I know Martellus since ninth grade in high school. From then on, we played AAU basketball together. We traveled all over the world to play basketball. Me and Martell has been competing for a long time, and so it's just another one under the belt that me and him got to go at it again. We'll see. Starting tomorrow through Saturday, we'll see who the best from there. We friends, and when we get on the field, we set our friendship to the side and get after it. Martellus, he's something like tight end, something like me, athletic. He can block a little better than me. So.
Did you play mostly in the slot?
You said what again?
Did you play mostly in the slot?
Yeah, I played. It was like 50-50. I was down on the line and I was in the flex a little, so it's like 50-50.
You think you can make that? I mean, the big question, I guess, is transition to being
down, being attached. Yeah, and I'm just have to get used to being down on the line with some big guys. And it's going to happen.
Why football, not basketball?
Football, not basketball. I ain't got an answer for that. No answer.
You like better than basketball?
I really don't even have an answer for that one, to tell you the truth.
How much is playing the kind of offense that you played at Texas that you think prepared you for what an NFL team's
called? Flexed out. I was flexed out a lot, so NFL team's going to flex me out a lot and run deep routes and stuff like that, so that prepared me real good.
Bills, any one of the teams you heard from at all?
Yeah, I heard from the Bills.
What kind of sense did you get from that conversation?
They tossed the ball a lot, and so that's what I'm looking for. You said what again? Yeah, I'm doing everything here.
Where have you been training?
You said what? Houston, Texas.
How much have you worked out?
We worked out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so it's real, it's often.
How would you characterize?
I characterize. I can grade it. I grade my block in a C. It's not good at all. But I'm gonna work my butt off to make it great. Oh no, family didn't really have nothing to do with me going out. It was just. Yeah. Nah. The baby already been born. It's a month and a half now. Yeah. Yeah. It's real nice. I have it tonight. Mine start at 6:45. I got the Eagles first. That's the only one I know that I got first. Oh, the Bengals are. The Bengals are on that list. Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate it. Like the players? From Texas? Nah. It's not a big name to it. Yeah. Vince. Me and Vince got the same agent, Major Adams, and so Major Adams. Yeah, and so we connected from there. I think I can come out in the NFL and do something. I think I can come out and play real well. Matter of fact.
Hard to balance all life and getting ready for something.
said what again?
It's a hard thing, like having a newborn baby and coming out to the combine and thinking about the mom back home having a hard time with the baby. So it's a hard thing. March 19th. Kaden Taylor Finley. K-A-Y-D-O-N. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not concerned at all. Somewhere like Green Bay, where it's real cold. I love it.
Why do you say that?
Green Bay, like, they've been on me. They've been on me real hard. And so I think I fit in real nice there because that's who's showing me the most love.
Did you see that they cut Paul Franks
yesterday? Yeah.
Clearly
in the market. Yeah. So they need a tight end, so that's why I'm, like, interested in them. I don't know who the guys were specifically. It was yesterday when we had that big meetings. They grabbed me and we talked for a while. He got a speech at. He gave us a speech at the beginning of the combine. He was just like, "This is a job, so handle it like it's a business." So, he seemed pretty cool. Yeah, for sure. If I was drafted to the Cardinals, I'd do my best in whatever they put me in a situation. Hopefully, they'll change the offense a little. East Texas, it's called Die Ball, Texas. What team in NFL? I really didn't have a team in NFL.
So you've never thought about being a
Cowboy?
Not at all.
But
you grew up with those 90s teams, too.
Yeah.
You still do.
Yeah, I'm at, it's called Fitz, yeah.
Success you had that game.
Yes, sir.
Talk about how that game unfolded for you, the position that you played, and why that success
didn't continue the rest of the season. Yeah, that game showed that I needed the ball more in my hands, and Texas couldn't do it, so I had to come to the next level, and hopefully the next level I can get the ball more. And an offensive coordinator can get me the ball some kind of way, and it was against a great defense, OU. That was ranked top five defense. So I came out and showed what I can do against.
So was the rest of the year frustrating for you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I didn't like let it worry me or get me down. I just kept on grinding it out, kept on doing what I had to do. Yeah, they had a linebacker mugged on me, so all I had to do was get over the linebacker and Coach McCoy tossed the ball up.
And later in the season, coaches couldn't scheme for that or
I guess they didn't want to. That's what it was. Oh, no, it's one that I'm ready to go against, and that's Merriman, for Chargers. Yeah, they regretted and they wish they could have, but now I'm at the next level, and if they would have, I probably would have stayed and probably, yeah. But tell you the truth, it wouldn't have changed because I'm in the top five tight ends right now, so nothing really would have changed. You got to come to the combine and show out. So that's what I'm going to do.
What age did you first start playing tackle football, and what are your memories of that period?
I started playing tackle football probably at the age of 14. For the little Lumberjacks, that was the die ball Lumberjacks. So it was the little Lumberjacks, and so it really wasn't no memories there. I can't go back that far.
What position did you play? Do you remember that?
I played quarterback. I was pretty skinny then.
Remember any from your coaches at that time?
Not at all.
Did you play other sports too as a youth?
Oh yeah, I played basketball. Basketball really was my first love. But now I pick football because that's where my money at. So I'm gonna go with football.
When did you know football was your path?
When I decided to go to UT instead of Arizona.
Thank you.
Yeah, they wanted me to play straight basketball. So on February 2nd, 2005, I had Texas and Arizona right there, and I had to sign one of them, and I just sat there for about an hour just looking at both of them. And I went with Texas because I was always a Longhorn, and every camp they had, I was there at the Longhorn camp. Yeah, I tried to, but Mac Brown wasn't having that.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
I
didn't get to do nothing.
Two questions. I missed earlier.
6'4", 243.
And you put your name into the competition committee to see where you might be drafted?
Oh, yeah. Low second. Good workout put me at the end of the first round. But you never know at the combine. You can blow. Yeah, you can be fourth. You can be fourth round and go up to the first top 10, top 15. Hopefully with everything. Oh yeah. We done this like daily at Texas. Like we had media every day, really, and so that's one thing Texas taught us good was how to do media. Yeah, for sure they are, for sure. They don't specifically have like the teams. They just have the times, but like they told me yesterday, like that I got an interview for sure. I know the Cardinals are one of them. Yes, ma'am. Miami for sure. And that's all I really know right now.
He said he beat you 2 out of 3 in
hoops. Who is that?
They're over there.
Football.
Huh?
They beat us in football.
Oh, is that? I thought it was
football. Nah. Because we was really the best people on the team, and so we wasn't getting the ball in our hands, so me and Martellus just quit the team. Oh yeah, gear too. We saw everybody else getting gear, but me and Martellus coming short on gear.
Like shoes or what?
Everything. Yeah, warm-up suits, shoes, socks.